All right, Needlesticks with Rob Orman and Greg Moran. Thoughts on this one, ladies?
This scares me because it's so close to home.
Have you been poked?
No, oh. Not in the 11 years.
Oh, wow, you're lucky. I've
actually say 15 because of myself. My year tech job, but no, thank goodness. But
yeah, I've done it.
Yeah, with a dirty needle?
With a dirty needle during a central line placement.
Yep.
Ooh. On a coding patient.
And what'd you do?
I waited for the rapid HIV. Or it wasn't rapid at that time.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Like a one-day thing. But I think they tested the,
It was like a day. Within the same day, but it wasn't the hour.
Yeah. And I held off until that result came back. That was considered rapid then.
Yeah. Oh, no, that was.
It's like an 8 or 10 hour
test. And that actually took, an act of God to get in those days, because you had to have written consent, or I used to have to call like our infectious disease doc to get permission. Did you locate family? Mm-hmm. Is there any family that is going to give consent to test and all? So it's much easier than it used to be, but it's a very scary thing.
Very scary to make
those decisions. And especially for when it's your first time ever being stuck, and half the time it's not even being stuck. We get terrified people just with splashes. And I mean, you forget what it's like to start again and realize that your whole life could change in an instant. Help people, and now you see, can I sleep with my husband? Am I going to contaminate my kids? Do I have to change my lifestyle? Am I going to be sick?
It's very scary.
That people are really afraid. So I thought this was actually pretty reassuring that it's infinitesimal, but when it's you, it doesn't feel that way.
No. That's right.
Yeah.
And that panic that you feel, I think it's really important to reassure the patient. I've also splashed ascites fluid.
Oh yeah, multiple times.
In a patient
times.
With Hep C in my eye. And the Sharps containers, I've learned this since that experience. They're not great for shoving the big tubes and sharper, like the big catheter covers. Those should go in the large sharp bins that are in the dirty utility room.
Okay, as nurses, we could educate the doctors.
You could. Yeah, you could. So here I was as an idiot trying to shove this thing in. Doesn't go in. The thing flicks right back and it's at perfect eye level, right? So, thankfully, she ended up, it wasn't Hep C. She was cirrhotic from some other non-hepatitis source, thankfully. But,
Yeah. No, I've stuck
my
myself.
My eyes got an irrigation.
But not in the eyes. Yeah, not in the eyes, thank goodness. But
that panic, I think, is really what you need to provide reassurance and really looking at the risks and benefits. So I thought those resources that they gave were great.
Definitely great.